All right, welcome back. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yeah, I said I got in fact. So election season is bubbling. So, we're going to do our open thought from now to 2. And then from 2, we'll go on to the divorce series. All right. Okay, so election season is bubbling. And I had a good laugh in my belly listening to the back and forth between your favorite presidential candidate. Now, in the past 24 hours since I was here, a lot has happened. And I want us to talk about that. I want to hear your thoughts about this. Now, there was a kind of meeting with Northern... what's the name again? Now, there was a program attended by presidential candidates of various parties. The PDP, the PRP. PRP, by the way, is People's People's Redemption Party. There's SDP, Social Democratic Party. The Labour Party was there. The People's Democratic Party was there, among others. Now, the Arewa Consultative Forum and the Northern Elders Forum, including Sir Ahmadu Bello Foundation, including Arewa Research and Development Project and Jamia Matan Arewa, had invited these presidential candidates for an interactive session. Now, here's the interesting part. The candidates took their time to throw what you might call jabs at one another. Let's start with the APC presidential candidate. Well, he said to Atiku Abubakar, who is a presidential candidate of the People's Democratic Party, to step down for him. Really interesting, right? So he says, hey, come, Atiku, step down for me, because I've been relating with Northerners for a long time, you know. So at this time, I mean, let me do it, let me run it. Now, he actually did say that he laid a foundation in 2007 by making sure that the Northerners won, and so it was time for Atiku to reciprocate his own goodness and goodwill. He said that. Let me just play you the audio so that you can hear it yourself. Pay attention. You're going to talk to me about this.
My political history is full of examples of long, abiding support for the North. No Ribadu was on our platform. I've supported Atiku Abubakar in 2007. Then, don't blame me if I ask for the payback period. It's payback. Let him endorse me now. Instead of conducting rally around Kaduna, why I'm talking to great people here.
He said, endorse me now. Atiku, endorse me. Instead of wasting money and just going around doing rally, just support me. Let's do it. Now, on his part, the presidential candidate of the PDP, Atiku Abubakar, said Nigeria did not need a leader whose idea of development is to move the country from a rotten to a bad state. Was he throwing jabs at the APC's presidential candidate? You can answer that. He also said he dismissed allegations that he was playing politics based on ethnicity. He was in Kaduna State, and he was thanking people for their support as far back as 2019, giving him their votes.
Let me thank you for your support in 2019. Kaduna State gave me the highest number of votes in Nigeria. We promise that we will reactivate the industries in Kaduna State. We promise you the roads linking Kaduna and Kano, linking Kaduna and Jos through Pambegua, linking Kaduna and Abuja will be completed by the grace of God. These are 4 undertakings I am taking on behalf of the PDP. If you vote for PDP.
You know, Wemimo likes to take record of these things, right? So that whichever of them wins, we'll be playing it back like we do for President Muhammadu Buhari. And we'll say, oh, this is what they said. Now they're giving free speech all over the place. I hope they remember those promises. But the Labour Party is not left out. The candidate of the Labour Party, the presidential candidate, Peter Obi, says that if he wins, he will give the North a premium place in his agenda. So because they were speaking to Northerners, of course, they're trying to get their vote. All of them are they're trying to woo the Northerners over. Now, he said that he would pursue programs, policies, projects that would enhance competitiveness of all sectors. He was saying that instead of ethnicity, let election next year be based on trust. And of course, he's asking them to trust him.
Next year's election must be based or ground that we can trust. What we are selling now is listening to all of us. All of us are going to have a well-written manifesto, a well-written document we'll read out, a well-written this. But what we are selling now is, who among us will you trust? It is a trust issue. Who among us will you trust? We want a character we can trust next year. We must stop this abuse of our country based on primordial excuses.
Mm-hmm. All right. Of course, there are various other parties who are also pitching and telling you why you should give them your vote, because it's all about your vote, essentially. So I want to ask you if you're impressed with any of them. It's campaign season, so everybody is putting their best foot forward. Are you impressed by any of this? Any of this? And do you think that Atiku should step down for Bola Tinubu, as he has asked for? Is Obi also saying, when he says based on trust, what is this trust and how do you know whom to trust? Trust is very fickle. Not fickle. Trust is very... fickle is not the appropriate word I'm looking for, but it's dicey. Yeah, that's a better word. It's the dicey situation, because how do you know who you should trust? All right. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers 0146571900. Let's talk. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Why is your radio on?
I is working.
Very good. Thank you.
Yes, Wemimo, I was listening to you and all your recordings, keeping them in promise for us.
Yes.
That in future we'll play it and we all hear all their promises.
That's right.
In fact, I was listening to you when you were making all these comments. I was very happy. Because that's the first thing. You see, politicians, we know them. They've been playing games. But the height at which Nigeria is now is at stake. And we need somebody who is alive to keep Nigeria alive. And talking about trust, which Peter Obi was talking about, I think if I may chip in a bit, hello?
I'm with you, I can hear you.
If I may chip in a bit, I think if somebody is truthful in all he's doing, you can trust that person. If you have an agreement with somebody, you say, please, let us meet at 12 o'clock, and the person was there at 12 o'clock. That's kind of people we need to trust. And if somebody told you that, please, can we do this project for 19 million? And we agreed, and the contract was signed, and it was done at 19 million, and payment was made, document was documented, and we saw it, and I saw it. I think truth is established.
So how do you relate this to your presidential candidate?
Presidential?
The candidate.
Candidate.
Okay, you're listening on your radio, so that's a problem. You can't hear me better. All right, so I get how you measure trust, right? And maybe that would happen on a personal basis, a one-to-one basis. I'm able to rate if I can trust you based on our relationship so far. But with presidential candidate, let's take the leading, quote-unquote, three, for instance. I mean, I don't know them now. Aside what they've done, so how do I rate trust? And every presidential candidate promises the best. Even you, if you're going to contest, you'll promise heaven and earth. You say, oh, in 4 years' time, Nigeria will be on the moon. Right? So, but how do we rate trust? And then should Atiku just step down for Tinubu? Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
My name is Olumuyiwa, calling from Nigeria.
Good to have you here.
You see, let's tell ourselves the truth. This is the first time in the history of Nigeria, we will have a tribalism election.
In fact, it's almost like a regional thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. The reason they want to sow in the country before PDP sowing, APC sowing, because they want to avoid what is going on now. And we should remember that Tinubu for Yoruba, Obi for Igbo, Atiku for the North. So in a situation like this, please beg the caller, let us not spend just 1 second of error to tarnish somebody because we are promoting our own people. This is an election whereby we need to be careful because we don't know where it will end. Good afternoon.
All right, great thoughts. Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Clement. I'm calling from X.
Good to have you here.
Yes, I'm going by the question you put forward about the trust.
Yes.
That Peter Obi has spoken about. I think trust is transparency. If I should go with all the three of them that have spoken on that day,
yes,
I will agree with Peter Obi because I believe that Peter Obi and is transparent. We have seen the work he has done when he was the governor of his state. We've seen that the things that he has done, like right now, when we could listen to him when he goes about trying to contact or talk about himself, he will tell us we should go and verify. And most of the things he asks us to go and verify, if we make research online.
Hello? Okay, your network is gone off. I was going to pitch in to say that, you know, when you say you want to trust someone, and all of them have some form of experience with which you can measure them. Atiku Abubakar has been a vice president. Bola Ahmed Tinubu has been governor of Lagos State. Peter Obi has been governor of Anambra State. So they all have some form of record that you can check them with. You know, I love to say this often, that election is mostly a gamble. It's mostly a gamble. You're just going to decide, okay, whom do I think would have my interest at heart the most? Remember also that people decide to trust based on different reasons. The reason you would trust someone is not the same for another person. Unfortunately, we're at a point where a lot of people still trust someone else because they come from their religious zone. Maybe they're Christian, a Muslim, a traditional worshiper. They would rather trust that person that has the same religion or comes from the same place. And like one of the callers rightly said, this election is drawn very strongly among the regions. So it's going to be a very, very, very interesting election. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show.
As regards to trust,
yes,
we would have put it ability. And because the Almighty God said, do not put your trust in a man, on an earthly man. Anything can change their mind. Anything can take control by their life, especially when they are not spiritually stabilized. So the three of them, we should assess them according to their ability.
Okay.
Ability make a man.
Okay.
You know, a man without ability is not a material to trust in as regards to a short-term trusting. For instance, the old men there, they have seen Nigeria, and we have seen them in total. And they have spent so many years in their post and what they do. As regards to Atiku, he's an old retired customs officer. And he has also ruled in Nigeria for 8 years with Obasanjo. And there was not any impact as regards to positivity to affect Nigeria life.
Okay.
Then we look at Tinubu, it's only within Lagos. So within Lagos, and the way he moves area boys around to make money, that is ability. So their ability they have been using to work with us. It's not to assess them.
All right, thank you very much. You can't say that he's moving area boys around, though. That's an allegation, you know, because you can't prove it. Is it did you say he's moving area boys around? But I get your point. However, when you said that Tinubu has experience only in Lagos, Peter Obi also has experience only in Anambra State, right? Atiku is the one who's had a taste of the presidential seat, whatever, because he's been a vice president. Hello, good afternoon. Good afternoon. All right, you won't call me back. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Tokes, calling for my papa.
Welcome, Tokes.
Yeah, I just want to say I don't see Atiku stepping down for Tinubu.
Even me, I don't see it.
I don't see it.
I don't think anyone will go this far in this contest and step on what basis, how?
Exactly.
In fact, if he stepped down, I would have a good, I don't know. I'm just going to be very shocked, you know. Again, nothing is impossible because this is a contest. And if negotiations are properly done, yeah, why not? It's legal, right? It is right to do. But I'm just sorry, but I don't know how that's going to play out. Good afternoon. Hello.
Action lady.
Welcome, sir.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Remember what I said to you the other time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Action Lady.
I can hear you.
So I know who I'm going to vote for. But this time, I'm a case the cowboy Shokoto. You know, I told you that day.
Yeah.
My prayer and I make the person win. Okay. You ask Atiku to step. If you step down for Atiku or Ubinko. Hello, Action Lady.
Yeah, well, he says it's his time to be compensated for having, you know, made way for the North in 2007.
No, this will not be family, this thing now. We will say, yes, my son, now your son now. You want somebody to step down for you. Why you not step down for other one?
Mm.
Like I said, I looked their lips to who they were talking of. I drew their lips, I go take no who they talk. But if I, like I said, if I vote, the person I'm voting for, he wins. We'll go court this time. Thank you, Adjoli.
Thank you for calling. I like that you're all, you know, on your toes. Like this time around, everyone wants to know what's going on. That's really good to know. Hello?
Hello, Mimo. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes. My question is, the leadership of Nigeria, has it come to an inheritance? How can somebody come out and tell somebody to step down for him or saying in local? I don't understand. Everybody has the entitlement to come out and, you know, fight for this. So somebody should not make it as if it is their family inheritance that after your father, you are the next.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to come out and tell Nigerians what you are going to do and stop using abusive words, a grandfather that you're grandchildren will be looking at you and be saying, Big Daddy is saying we should tell somebody, shut up. We don't like that kind of a thing. So they should come out and tell us the real thing they want to do.
Okay, thank you very much. But remember that it is absolutely normal for politicians to call back favors, right? In fact, human beings, it's normal. If you do someone a favor, you can call back a favor. Remember also, if you throw your mind back a few months ago, we were right here when one of the, the only reason actually that Peter Obi left the PDP was because the presidential ticket was not zoned to the South. So he went to the Labour Party. So apparently, Southerners had also called up a favour by saying, oh, we have always supported the North and the Southwest. It's time to bring it to the South, or the Southeast, maybe more specifically. They were also calling a favour. Some of you calling me right now also called at that time to say, oh, it must be the turn of the South. So that's it. So it is normal to say, oh, I've taken my time to let you guys have it. Maybe it's my turn to have it now. So it's really not out of place in politics and maybe more broadly in life. Good afternoon. Hello? Hello? What are you doing? Good afternoon. Hello?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Nelson. Calling from Ikorodu.
All right, Nelson.
Just like last but one caller said, the issue of trust is very difficult.
Yeah.
Because the Bible clearly says we should not trust man. No. But we should look at them in terms of capacity, what can they do? I know who I will vote for. And I'm not going to say that on radio, but Nigerians should look at each of them individually, look at their capacity, their health condition, their agility, everything considered. And who best has the interest of Nigeria at heart? That's what we should look at.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Let's take a few thoughts on WhatsApp. Abidin from Bagada says, hi, Wemimo. I, Abidin, can never trust Atiku. Never. Tinubu is the best man for the job at the moment. Another person here, Greenish, says, so it's only Obi's record that we can see, and Atiku or Tinubu's record cannot be seen. They all have records. Yeah, I mean, I've said as much. You said even we can see what Buhari has done. People should keeps sentiment and bias at home. It's hard to trust Nigerians. Tinubu is just cracking us. His vibe is more like that of comedian. Not actually, the man is pushing his luck. Kenneth from Surulere says, why call Peter Obi on this? He never said it's his turn. Where did you hear that? Are you sure are you with us? Are we on the same page? I'm not sure. Let's get on the same page. All right. We're looking at the issue of trust. How did you decide which of these candidates to actually trust? Hello?
Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Kingsley.
Welcome to the show.
Ma, me, I need president. We go commote us for this Paco house. Put us in a block house. Give us a life. Ma, we don't get life, oh. Since 12 years, we buy a ball. I suffer on my own. I need a president that will get my... We go feel about me. It's not about worry or whatever. We too suffer.
Hmm.
I don't know how they get my points.
I get you. I get you. I get you. I get you.
I buy water for myself. I pay for life with 50,000.
So how are you going to decide which leader will do this for you?
Ma, now, these three people now are elderly people. Me now, I'm 30-something years I be.
Mm-hmm.
So, now elderly people, then be. Nobody me go tell them what to do.
But you have to choose the person who would lead you. It's up to you to choose your leader.
Ma, I would like to choose Peter Obi. I would like to choose Peter Obi.
And how are you sure he would? Years, yeah.
Ma, for 20 years in Lagos now, I don't do conductor. I don't drive down full. So I see stress. And they are not helping matters. Instead of that, the small one, you even gather for yourself, they will not take it from you. So I need people who will carry people along.
All right. Thank you very much. Let me head out on a break. We have some more time to talk about this. What these conversations help you do is put in perspective why you're choosing who you're choosing. Choose that person with your full chest. Wemima will be here by God's grace to remind you of your choice and go away. Just in case you were just tuning in, you are on the sunny side, and my name is Wemima Adewuni. This is what we're talking about. The leading candidates, leading again, quote unquote, because other candidates would disagree. So always put those in quotation marks when I say leading. Open quote, end quote. All right? The three candidates, leading quote unquote candidate, have had a lot to say as campaigns have begun. So let me remind you of what they said in let me start with Bola Ahmed Tinubu, who was asked for Atiku Abubakar to step down for him because he had done a favor for the North and it's time for him to get that favor back.
My political history is full of examples of long abiding support for the North. No Rivadu was on our platform. I've supported Atiku Abubakar in 2007. Then don't blame me if I ask for the payback period. It's payback. Let him endorse me now. Instead of conducting rally around Kaduna, why I'm talking to great people here.
It says, I mean, don't blame me if I ask him to return the favor, right? If you were the one, you'd also ask for a favor in return. Atiku Abubakar has this to say.
Let me thank you for your support in 2019. Kaduna State gave me the highest number of votes in Nigeria. We promise that we will reactivate the industries in Kaduna State. We promise you the roads linking Kaduna and Kano, linking Kaduna and Jos through Pambegua, linking Kaduna and Abuja, will be completed by the grace of God. These are four undertakings I am taking on behalf of the PDP. If you vote for PDP.
It's very easy to make undertakings, so, but I will be here by God's grace. God keep our souls. Wemima will be here to play back all these undertakings. You know how we do it now. We'll play it back and say, oh, you said you were going to fix all of this. So Atiku Abubakar is saying he's the best candidate for the North. Remember, they were all speaking in the North. So that's why they were targeting their words to the Northerners. All right. Don't get it mixed up. All right. Peter Obi was also speaking to the Northerners. And here's what he said.
Next year's election must be based on current that we can trust. What we are selling now is listening to all of us. All of us are going to have a well-written manifesto, a well-written document we'll read out, a well-written this. But what we are selling now is, who among us will you trust? It is a trust issue. Who among us will you trust? We want a character we can trust next year. We must stop this abuse of our country based on primordial excuses.
So we which of these candidates will you trust? I'm asking you, on what basis are you choosing your trust? See, the truth of the matter is that we all vote. I mean, I didn't say you all vote because I don't vote. Yeah, it's a good time to remind you that please vote rightly for me. If you don't like yourself, at least you like me a bit, yes? So election period, journalists are always working, covering elections. So we don't vote. We're all over the place. I'm mostly here in the, working on the field and then in the studio. So you choose my leaders for me and for my children. So Ejo, Dalu. Is Ejo Dalu? Yeah, no, Dalu, thank you. Ejo, please vote rightly. Leaving that aside, people trust politicians for different reasons. You can call them selfish, maybe it's selfish, but people trust for different reasons. Some people, again, it's unfortunate we should move past that, but the place we're at right now, people sometimes trust based on ethnicity, on religion. Those are very two big points for which, and maybe party. If this person is from your political party, from your region, or practices the same religion as you. And clearly, elections next year is torn between three regions. So how do you choose whom you trust to lead you for the next 4 years and possibly eight? Hello?
Hello, everyone.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. My name is Isaac. I'm calling you from Freshback.
Welcome, Isaac.
You are saying us an error that is not complete. You say we will help you vote wisely.
Ah.
You send me to buy a paper. You have to specify the paper. Is it attaché or attaché or you want?
I didn't get you.
I said you are saying us an error that is not clear.
How is it not clear?
Go market, go buy paper. Is it attaché you want or attaché or you want?
Shall I buy something to make stew?
If you don't like it, I won't go back. Oh.
Ah, you had better. Oh, otherwise, you'll have me to contend with. Oh. You had better vote.
I have to be specific now.
How?
Okay, that is one. Secondly, one of your callers called earlier and was saying that this our presidential election is cut across tribal line.
Yeah.
But I don't think so because you will still see a bird and Igbo man, call Igbo man, whether in Lagos or even in the East, supporting the APC and vice versa for other parties.
Absolutely.
I think it's just cut across personal interest or maybe national interest for them. So it's part of it, but it's not strongly about tribal line. So it's still a national election.
Right.
But then, that's what I think.
Right. That's also very correct. Thank you very much. Yeah, and that's very correct. So you've seen, and one of the things campaign seasons do is help you understand how the game might play. So you've seen in the North, people campaigning for the PDP, people campaigning for the APC, people campaigning for the Labour Party, for the SDP, and so on. You see the same in the West, in the South, everywhere. So people choose their candidate. Like I said, people have different ways of choosing their favorite candidate. Hello, good afternoon. I can't hear you.
Hello, Wemima, are you hearing me?
You sound very faint. Do you want to speak up a bit? No, this is not working. Let me go over to WhatsApp. Oh, gosh, let me see if I can catch up. Do not be limited by manipulations. There are more credible candidates than the frontliners. Yeah, that's why I always put them in quote. You know, I always say quote unquote because there could be a topple at any time. Anything can happen. It's politics. And some people are playing their game at the background. So that's why I said quote unquote. All right. This person, you didn't tell me your name. You say Omoyele Sowore is a goal. So that's your favorite candidate. And of course, that's it. Mr. Lucky is on WhatsApp saying the promises the presidential candidates are making should be documented. And if they fail to implement it, they should be prosecuted after their tenure. Is that possible? Maybe that's possible. Maybe if you cannot sue them while they're in office, maybe you can sue them afterwards. But... Okay, that's good for thought. I don't know how that's going to happen. Obi did not leave the PDP because the PDP did not zone to the south. Why did he leave? He actually continued campaigning and went to all the 36 states to consult with PDP members. He only left after consulting because, according to him, the primaries have been dollarized. That's why he left. No. That's incorrect. He left because the ticket was not zoned to the south. Period. That's it. Hello, Wamimo. Good day. Oh, what's your name, for goodness sake? You're a joker. Sesinubu's 7-point manifesto. It's my turn. He said it sounds like a rap. Wamimo, please, let's think positively. I'm going to 60 years. I was 11 years during the time of Murtala Muhammad. Please, we need young men in Aso Rock, not old ones. Ernest from Ikorodu. And you know, I don't know about you, do you read about history at all? Every time I do, I'm always like, we had young, vibrant leaders in this country, but we're still here. So we've had a mix of both the young and the old. Maybe more, I mean, most of the military coup that we had, coups that we had, they were young people, and we're still here. So, you know, it's just a mix of thought. I see, all right, so how do we actually now decide which is best for us? Good afternoon. If Atiku steps down for Tinubu at this point, Nigerians are in big problems because both parties will completely drain this country. Ra from Satellite Town. Tunde from Mijegun. This is why I love Arewa Association. They never openly support any candidate, but our own Afenifere endorsed Peter Obi. Ohaneze endorsed Peter Obi, but Arewa invited the three candidates to come and promised them that anyone that wins must fulfill their promises. But how do Afenifere invite Tinubu when they have already endorsed someone? Northerners know how to play their politics. Well, that's a very perfect thought. If I mark from Iyanu Ekwaja, Peter Obi has a record of managing public funds very well. He practically managed Anambra money, and that's speaking for him. Any man who can manage public funds will gain my trust. All right. That's a good way to measure. Let's go to Facebook where we're streaming live, by the way. Joel says, I'm tired of the fake promises. For me, Peter Obi is the best. How did you decide that? Jimmy Lomak, I'm choosing my candidate based on his track record of good governance. He's up to date with the 21st century governance. He has plans that I believe will solve the situation we're dabbling in at the moment. He believes in respecting human rights, which the current administration lacks. And finally, he doesn't see Aso Rock as his retirement home or inheritance. All right, Peter Babatunde Anyide, you sent this to WhatsApp. Abe City Olalade, Wamimo, I don't know if you take bear. Why? I feel like buying one for you. Why? As in, I love the way you are exposing the sycophancy in some of us regarding how we see this presidential candidate, especially the so-called three popular candidates. I don't take beer. You can buy me wine instead, or juice, or fruits. All right. Yeah, that's it. The idea is to help you look inwards and ask yourself questions about why you make the choices that you do. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is Joy.
Joy, welcome.
Please. I really want to beg Nigerians, let's not base this election based on sentiment, based on, not sentiment, because if I say I support...
Everybody has a sentiment, yeah.
So please, let us not base the vote based on he is from my tribe. Please, a bag of rice does not have a tribe to it.
That's correct.
The cost, our health situation does not have, ethnicity to it. If tomorrow the person you say is from your tribe goes in and things get worse, and you come to me from another tribe to beg for food, do you think I will have the face to give you something? I wouldn't. The hatred will be so much. I just want to beg everybody. Let us look at the antecedents, and see this person can do this. Even if it's my brother, and I know my brother, and I know what my brother can do. You understand that my brother is a thief. My brother is not a trustworthy person. I don't think I would actually give him a job in my company to head because I know he will not manage it well. So let us put it that way. It doesn't matter who the person is or his tribe. He's your brother, not your brother. Please look at what these people can do. Who can lead Nigeria to a better place? So children will not be jackpying. We will jackpot for vacation.
Yeah.
We travel for vacation, not to run away because we have hard shame. Please, I beg everybody. We are all one and same. We are brothers, we are sisters. I can go to the north and be happy to eat to work. I can come to Yoruba and eat amala. And then we do. You can come to Igbo and eat oha. You can go to the south side and eat, you know, what's it called? Their
banga.
Please, banga. Mm-hmm. You know, I just beg everybody. We are one and same. They are not going to allow the leaders to, you know, to give so many coloration, ethnicity, religion, and all that. It doesn't
right.
matter.
Thank you very much. Thank
I beg
you.
Them, please. That's my own plea to everybody.
Thank you very much, Joy. She's begging. The country is now 10 by 10, says Sam from Water on WhatsApp. 10 by 10 Nigeria Limited. Did you see the video of where both of them were shaking hands? And yet you still find some youth fighting each other on these politicians. 2023 politics should be issue-based, not these devices you see around. What did you expect them to do when they met each other? They'll shake hands now. No, what did you think they'll do? You think they won't say hello to each other? No, I mean, it's just courtesy. Brimo Moyashe, I hope that's it. You said preferred candidate based on trust. Sincerely, I have examined the three major parties, their candidate and antecedent. The only trusted candidate that will move the country out of the woods is Peter Obi. I urge Nigerians not to make the mistake of the so-called change promise in 2015. The three candidates are good. It's now left for us to make a choice. Ugo is my name. That's your name on WhatsApp. Thank you. One more on WhatsApp, then we go to the call again. Omotayo Pius, Wemimo, this election will be interesting and exciting. Let me bust your brain. None of the three will emerge as president. Omotayo has a deep revelation. So who would it be? It says none of the three will emerge as president. Oh, that would be really interesting. Good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon to you, Wemimo.
You're welcome, sir.
My name is Prince Wyatt, calling you from Amuodofi.
Yeah.
I think it, Wemima.
Yes, sir.
This year, come 2023,
mm-hmm.
it's taking us back to 1979.
Yes.
We have a regional party.
Yeah.
Like a UPN, MPP. UPN was controlled by Awolowo. MPP by Asikwe. The other one, MTN, MPN. By Sagari. Look at this very one now. He's taking us back to regional district. That's why I tell you two political parties. Than three, than four, than five. Now, if either we like it or not, the voting pattern we take that Traba's sentiment. Whether just mark it. And that's what got well for this country. As of now, the three candidates we have now, we have Asuaju. We have Fubi, we have Atiku. One of them must emerge. Whether we like it or not, I just want to tell them now, this will tell Nigeria what you want to do for this country. But when we make politics, they always make mouth.
Yeah.
But that's why we go back to the history. What have they done? Some of us who are in Lagos, we witnessed where Aswaju was the governor of Lagos. We know what he has done for Lagos. That's why some of us say, this man is not somebody you can push over. He's not somebody you can intimidate. He's somebody that can lay very good foundation and the build it up. Look at what the commissioner he has done. Look where we are today. Nigeria needs to appoint a qualified candidate in a position at the right place.
All right, thank you very much, sir. I'm back on WhatsApp. What's your name? NG says Peter Obi left the PDP because he was not willing to pay the sum of money the party was asking the candidates to pay. You these people. Refer to Wike's ranting in the last 3 months. All right. Bisaya from the UAE says Peter Obi left before the primaries. Yeah, because it wasn't going to be zoned. That's it. May I ask you, Wemimo, if Peter Obi left because the ticket was not zoned to the south, is it a bad idea? The way you seem to interpret it doesn't make you outstanding. Okay, sometimes I am totally convinced that some of you listen. Okay, let me just hold on a bit. Some of you listen partially. Let me say it mildly. It's all right to have your own sieve when you hear stuff, and your, you know, I like to say that your comprehension is your issue. Actually, it's not mine. I would try to help you comprehend, but after I've tried, if you still do not comprehend, it's on you. If I'm going to vote, I'll vote for Sowore. Fashola would have been the perfect solution to Nigeria. I don't know why he's not competing with Atiku Obi and City Boy. Okay, you're saying Atiku Obi and City Boy are all the same. An enemy of the state tagged Obedient Movement as tribal, but I'm not Igbo. I'm from the Middle Belt and I support Peter Obi because he is prudent. Okay, Sunday John Appair. Thank you. Wemimo, for education and information's sake, can you please share a publication article? How about you do a random Google search, eh? How about you do a random Google search? And, you know, one of the things that is good for you, for your intelligence, actually, is to read, you know, and to layer information. When you read from one, you, like I did for you yesterday when we were talking about the dam issue, you read back, then you go forward, then you layer. And usually when you add 1 + 1, it would be quite easy to see that the answer should be a 2, right? Okay, what messages do you people read? Why are you fighting now? What's the basis of picking messages to read? I'm wondering why you're fighting. So you assume that your message is supposed to be top on the chart. Do you know how many messages I have here? I start from the bottom all the time, right? So that's a yardstick. I start from the bottom. So if you send in earlier, yours should be read. The messages I'm reading now, I've just gotten to 145 messages, right? So youthfulness is not synonymous with good governance, says Adewale from Suruliri. However, I am not ruling out relatively young people who have correct characters and competence for the office of president. The woman begging has said it all, Bashiru says on WhatsApp. Ade from Apapa, I've never been convinced by anything Tinubu ever said. He's a good player. For Atiku, it shows so much desperation without an actual schedule or plan. Yeah, well, I'm sure that the candidates will start rolling out the agenda, 5-point agenda, 7-point agenda, 12-point agenda, and so on. Don't think he has much to do, even if given the mandate. For Mr. Obedience, I trust him, but I'm not sure I trust his party. That party can cave in any time. Between now and February, I'm resting my thumb. That's a thing. I never heard someone say that. Mezidodo Inaja, I love your unbiased analysis, like unlike others. Thank you. It says, as for me, Obi is the best candidate to lead this country because of his past record as governor of Anambra. He improved education, road and agriculture, and was competent in handling the public fund. So when we make them bring polling booth, come on a station, or you must vote. I would actually love it. So one mistake I made was to not move my polling unit maybe to somewhere around Victoria Island. I'm registered around my home, so maybe I would have moved closer to the office. But even with that, either on the field or here in the studio, I'm not going to leave the studio and go and vote now. We have to be here. We're always giving you updates about what's happening. So that's my civic responsibility. So you do yours on my behalf too. Ralph says, the fact that Bat could ask Atiku to step down for him proves that the PDP and APC as it stands today are one and the same party. We need to break this stronghold and take the country back from the political elite. As for me, Labour Party from presidency, what do you mean? Even down the line, we need to shine our eyes and help ourselves. Thank you, Ralph. Let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, Umimo, good afternoon.
Thank you for calling.
Is that thing is coming from me?
Good to have you. I'm well, thank you.
Umimo, please, I want to plead with you. Mm-hmm. I want you to cast your vote first before go to work, please.
It's not possible. Let me tell you why it's not possible. So my day starts at 7 on election day. What I do, I say, let me just help you understand. So my day starts at 7. You know, I work in the newsroom and on air. I hope you know. So my day starts at 7. I go around and go start checking if they have set up in the various polling units. So I'm not in one place. So it's impossible, actually. You don't think I want to vote? Look at this woman.
Honestly, we need everybody.
Look at this woman. I want to vote, but there's a superior responsibility that I have for you. If I'm not there, nobody will tell you what is going on, right? So my job has to be done. That's just it.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you. I wish if voting started at, even if voting started at 6, I would have to be there earlier, because reporters, journalists, Nigeria Info were out before elections. So we're telling you what the ground is looking like, what the polling units are, they setting up here, are they there? That's how do you think you get all the news you get? People do the work, right? And it doesn't have, ghosts don't do it. We do it. We do the work. So I would absolutely love to vote, but yeah. Hello, good afternoon. Hey, sorry about that. Please call again. Good afternoon. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show.
We have Emmanuel on the line.
Welcome.
One thing about Nigerians, you know, we've complained about leadership for so long and for too long. I think the best time we have is right now. And I want to tell Nigerians that sometimes the best candidates will just have to come in through enemies.
Okay, I'm so sorry to have to cut you, but I have a break coming up. When I come back from this break, it will be time for the news. After the news, we're going to the divorce series. We'll have to wrap this one up for now. All right, divorce series from 2 to 3. Don't go away. Alrighty, I'm back. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. And so, no, we cannot have divorce series today, unfortunately, because I've got a lot going on here that would take the time from 2:15. So we can take the next 10 minutes, to wrap up our conversation. So I'm going to spend that time looking through comments on WhatsApp. Good gracious God, there's just a lot. Hey. I'm going back down. This is Dominic from Ikorodu, says Alhaji Bola Ahmed Tinubu is eminently qualified to be president of Nigeria. He has made many kings, no doubt, and the truth must be told. He needs to rest now on health and age grounds. Okay. Abiola from Hamburg, Germany. Wemimo Fomio Omoyelesho Were is just the best among them all. Eyinlari. Indeed, we need a young president that can carry our youth along in full capacity. Our leaders of tomorrow are getting older by the day. Kenneth from Sierra Leone. Okay, you did not expect I'll help you abuse someone, have you? Sam from Otter says, I think you sent this before. Tinubu's request for Atiku to step down is laughable and selfish. Oh, you'd think so. This election is a one-way victory for Atiku Abubakar because of the voting pattern in the north. With the way taxes are being imposed in Lagos State, a Tinubu's presidency is a no-no for me, says Osas. Chinedu from Etiosa. Gosh, it is really long. I'm glad you mentioned the coup. I want to be reminded again who overthrew and truncated the democratically elected government of Shehu Shagari. Okay, that same person has been made democratic president today twice. Fun enough, I was going through this history with my son last week. They had a project in school. I was running through. I was just shaking my head as I was looking through Nigeria. Wemimo, do you also know that the same person stopped the construction of a dam? Okay. You're taking me back to yesterday. Thank you very much. Imotai Korodu, that's where you're sending your message from. Comrade Enang, politicians' trustworthiness is nothing to write home about, but may God Almighty help us to vote a trustworthy candidate. I remember that election is a gamble. I say that, so I wouldn't beat you too hard if your decision by next year turns out to be wrong, right? Because it's a gamble. You're not in their heads. Wemimo, Obi's fans will come after you. They don't like criticism. That's their cup of coffee, none of mine. Tunde from Ofira Igondo says, Peter Obi, who is talking about trust, cannot be trusted. How can he visit Sheikh Gumi that all Nigerians are saying PNB should arrest? On that basis, I cannot trust him because of that act of selfishness. I must have missed that. Let's take one call and then we'll turn to WhatsApp. Hello. Is your radio off? Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, so I just want to talk about, I just want to point out. So I've always followed the news and always read the news. But when I heard you say, that Peter will be left, because left the PDP because he wasn't zoned, I had to really cross check again. That was not the reason. I think you should check that.
Why did he leave?
Oh, he didn't give his reason, but his spokesperson, Do Inukupe, said he left. Do Inukupe, who spoke on his behalf, didn't give a reason. Mm-hmm. But Wike interpreted, ran an assessment and ran a judgment on why he left, mm-hmm. and said he left that because he knew and it was obvious he wasn't going to win the primary.
And so what does that tell you now?
And went ahead to say Peter Obi doesn't have integrity and that is why he has left.
And so how is that different from what I've said?
Sorry?
How is that different from what I've said?
Oh, you made an express statement. You said he left because he wasn't zoned to his region.
Give a reason, and if you listen carefully, I said to you that when you are reading, listen to me, that you read back and forth. The only thing Peter Obi wrote in his letter was I was leaving because of certain development. Of course, he didn't say that it wasn't zoned. But if you follow the news before he left, there were conversations within the PDP about, would you listen to me? I listen to you.
I'm not even challenging your...
I know. We're having a conversation, but it has to be a dialogue. It can't be one way all the time. So before he left, there were conversations within the party about zoning to the south. You remember that? If the ticket... Within the PDP.
Yeah, he was not involved in that conversation. I mean, we are talking about an individual now. So it wouldn't be fair that we apportion to him. You know what I mean? Deficiency.
I don't know what you mean.
Just saying, there are candidates who said expressly and in clear language that they were leaving because it wasn't zoned to them.
Mm-hmm.
There were candidates like that. We know them. Mm-hmm. But this guy left because, I mean, apparently what came out later was that, dollars were exchanging hands and he wasn't willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was primarily what insiders said. You know, in fact, he wasn't associated with regional or being, zoning or not zoning to a region.
So, but if the ticket was zoned to the south, who would have gotten it in the PDP?
Listen, we are drawing.
Answer
interest.
My question now.
We are drawing interest. If you put it in this light, yeah, it will be clear. People will understand.
No, you have tactically dodged my question. If the ticket was zoned in the PDP to the south, who would have gotten the ticket?
No, but only God would know that.
Get away. You guys like dancing around, and I don't even know how this is up for conversation. Okay, so he left. But the point of, where that was coming from is to say that everyone has got an interest in this election. Call it regional or whatever. It is right here. I've been on this seat, in this station long enough to have heard a lot of you who are also calling now. Some of you who are sending messages on WhatsApp and Facebook, call me to advocate clearly that it should be the turn of the South. In fact, we have had our own analyst here also explain how the Southeast might be the best to get its turn or its shot if it's in terms of zoning. When the PDP finally said it was not zoning, it was clear that it wasn't going to the south because, of course, maybe some money was passing behind the table. I don't know. But once it was clear that it wasn't going that way, Peter Obi left for the Labour Party where he now has a presidential ticket. So I don't know what you're arguing about, actually. I don't understand. Is it that he did not leave or that if the ticket was zoned to the south, who would have gotten it in the PDP? It's simple now. You know, I've said before that sometimes some things are not written. Of course, Peter Obi did not write on paper to say, I'm leaving because it's not going to the south. However, if you add 1 + 2, you would know that the answer should be a 3. Abi, if you're saying that Wike said something, that was his own permutation based on inferences on what happened. You yourself can make your own permutation and say, okay, this is what happened and this is what happened. This is where, come on now. I don't know. What exactly are you guys arguing about? Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Is this a male or female?
No, this is a male.
You're calling the female. I don't do that again. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is Janet Ella from Owis.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say you can't argue with a typical BGN supporter.
Yeah, I don't even, what are we, what is the argument going? That's what I don't even understand.
Come up with facts. Everyone, of course, need a change currently because what is happening in Nigeria is not palatable. But they won't even come up with facts to tell you this is why this guy should be here. This is why Peter Obi should be president. You know, most times they talk about Tinubu. Tinubu has done this, he has done that. That's why we don't want him. He did that. Let them give us at least three qualities, three good things that Obi has done and that is traceable since the time he governed Anambra. Me, I can tell, I can give some testimonies about Tinubu. I actually left secondary school 2001. That year, my NECO results that I used to enter UNILAG was paid for free by that state government. And it was Tinubu that was the governor then. A lot of people enjoyed it. And I can tell you that NECO is still being free up to today. In fact, some days ago, we're still talking about it. It was during Tinubu's tenure in Lagos State that most missionary schools were given back to their original owners. These people smiled. In fact, they are still smiling till today. So there are a lot of other beautiful things that this man has done. But if you talk about, in fact, I will tell you that if Obi had done pretty well, like they keep telling us, Obi should not be living in Lagos. If
No,
I'm not trying to be biased. I'm going somewhere. Even my sense is because if Anambra were to be so beautiful, even me that I'm talking to you, because of some stress I'm passing through in Lagos, I'll go to Anambra.
Stop there because of my time. But no, that's wrong. So anybody has a right to live anywhere they want in Nigeria. That's not up for conversation. And arguably, a number of Obi supporters have sent messages about why they support him. So if you say they have no reason, you're not right. So if you say they have no reason for their support, you're absolutely wrong. So they've given me reasons. Let me take one message from Twitter. This is even more interesting than I thought it would be. Joy Forever says, our trust in Nigerian politics is based on political, religious and tribal sentiment. From what I've seen so far, this will be one of the most contested election. People don't even understand manifestos. Atiku will never step down for Tinubu. Let me take one random message on WhatsApp. What's your name? Let me see. Emmanuel, it's you I'm laughing at too. Charles from Agos says, continue quoting what Peter B didn't say. They are really upset too. Please, is Peter B infallible? Let me ask, I don't understand. What's all this? Hey, Chimo. Hello everyone, you're new here, welcome to Nigeria Info. I don't know your name, but thank you. I've got Devo Okorie on Skype, but my time is up, so you guys can you can do whatever you want for the rest of the time, but I need to go out now for a break. Thank you all for hanging out here with me. I'll be back tomorrow. Oh gosh, look at the phone lines. No more time. Time's gone. I'll be back tomorrow on the from 12, right after the news tomorrow. Let's talk some more then, all right? We'll have our languages and interpretations. I'm on social media at Wemimo Sport. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Will I be here tomorrow? I don't think so. But I'll see you again. Have a fabulous day. We've got lots more going on today. Hard facts is at 3. We've got sports in the evening. And we have a lot more talk throughout the evening. Thank you, everybody. Have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.